Well, thank you and good evening and welcome to Willow Springs Bear Sports for the 23-24 campaign. And we are set for football action beginning here in late August, and we have a late August heat wave to deal with, and that has caused some delay at starting times, and indeed for this one as well as most of the other games around the area tonight are postponed a bit because of the heat, trying to get the players the best conditions possible here on opening night for the Willow Springs Bears. And they're taking on tonight the California Pintos. Marty Spence is alongside. Marty, what do you know about California?
Well, I know we went there last year, not to play the Pintos, but we played a private school out of Kansas, St. Mary's, who had just started a football program, and that was a really nice opening week one victory for the Bears and a nice way to start the season. But we didn't play California. We will play California this year. This is where Coach Payne comes to us from. He was the assistant coach in California for several years before joining the Bears. He's got ties to California. We had a hole in our schedule between last year and next year and needed somebody to fill it. So California said, yeah, we'll come down to Willow and play you guys. This is it's a Class 2 team, so not an especially big school is California. They've got fantastic facilities like we saw last year, turf field, and they've got a team on the rise. I think they went through some lean years. They were 4-6 last year, playing a pretty good schedule, and this year there's some pretty high expectations in Cali, and we hear they have a Division I player. I don't know who that Division I player is, but our athletic director says you'll figure it out pretty quick. So okay. There is some talent, obviously, over on the far side of the field, and I think this is a pretty ambitious week one opponent for the Bears.
Coach Payne and the Willow Springs Bears, hey, it's a tough call for Coach Payne. I know you like to have your upperclassmen out there leading the way, and boy, there just aren't many upperclassmen playing football for Willow Springs this year.
No, we have two, and that kind of, unfortunately, you know, no matter what the sport, really, but especially in your big team sports like football, you only have two seniors. Usually that means you may not have a lot of success, maybe kind of a rebuilding year, and I think this is definitely what that is. When you're looking at last year, you know, the Bears finished 3-7, but we look back over the schedule, and that's a Bears team that probably should have finished 500 at least, had a couple of one-score losses to teams that I'm sure that they, looking back, think they could have beaten. We've got a really good eighth grade group coming, so I think there's some help on the way for the Bears, but this current team, they've got a lot to prove. They're a young team, like you said, only two seniors. I'm not sure how many juniors they have, but not
three,
very
about
many.
Three or four, something like that.
So lots of freshmen and sophomores.
Yeah, definitely. Got a good group of those younger grades, but a lot of times that doesn't equate to experience. You need in football, like you said, the big number sport, you need that senior leadership get you through and get you into second level of play. So it's going to be a difficult year probably for the Bears, so you have to get out here and learn on the job.
Yeah, I think there's some talent out there for sure for the Bears. Ferguson will be a quarterback. Woolsey, we saw some of him last year, good running back for the Bears. And there's lots of those freshmen and sophomore that definitely have playmaking ability. But when you're talking about football and football in the SCA, you got to be big, and a lot of times it's a junior, senior dominated at that varsity level because those kids have gotten bigger. There's a lot of change that happens between freshman and senior year. So these guys are going to give it their all. I have no doubt of that. But we'll hope that they can maybe get some victories, see some positive momentum, and really set the program up for the next few years.
A lot of things have happened in the off season for Coach Payne, and like you said, he doesn't have that junior senior leadership that he would like out there on the field. But contrasting that, he has a lot of freshmen and sophomores, so it's a building year. That's just the bottom line for the Bears this year.
Pretty good numbers for the Bears, and you know, with only five upperclassmen, you look, the line is still full down there, so lots of underclassmen buy-in, and that'll be key for Coach Payne and this staff to keep those kids fired up about football, even through the tough times that inevitably a football season is going to have some tough times in it. You want to keep them engaged and keep them out and keep them excited about playing football.
Then you have a new weight training facility at the school, and you know, they're going to get to use that, and hopefully their numbers will go up weight-wise, strength-wise, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of excitement building around Bear Athletics, and we want to keep that positive momentum going. And, of course, we're happy to be back broadcasting with you, and we'll have our fall sports focus coming up at halftime, so encourage folks to stick around for the halftime show where we'll talk about the other fall athletic activities going on.
And they put together a nice opener for us this evening, and that from the ORN, and that was nice. And so we feel like we're ready to go for football for the season. And I think it was 92 when I came in. You know, that has to enter into this ball game tonight. I'm sure. I think I heard that Missouri State High School Athletic Association requires, during these first three games of the season, water breaks.
And oh,
so
yeah.
I'm sure we'll be getting a lot of those kind of breaks in here in this, especially in this first game with 92 degrees. And we got a shower this afternoon that came through Willa anyway, and a nice shower, but that only increased the humidity. So it's going to be kind of brutal for those kids out there playing. You may see some cramping and that sort of thing going on because of the conditions.
Wet bulb temperature, that's the magic term now that they use. It's not the heat index anymore. Nolan Perkins, our weatherman, is
wet bulb.
We have to talk to him about the wet bulb.
Oh, okay. Got a little...
It has to be under the wet bulb index.
Yeah.
To play.
I thought you were saying bull, but it is bulb, right?
Bulb. B-U-L-B. Yeah.
Okay.
California won the toss, and they have elected to receive the kickoff. So the California Pintos. We need to talk about that nickname just a little bit. That's kind of a rare mascot. Unique.
Pintos.
I thought they were the Mustangs because I saw a horse, but no. They're the California Pintos. Red, white, and blue.
Why would you choose your mascot as a Pinto when you got the Mustang for a choice? You know, I don't know. Anyway.
They wanted to be different, like our friends, our other friends in Howe County, the Zizzers. Very rare mascot. Pintos are right up there.
All right. Pintos are getting ready to receive the football. The Bears go out on the field and line up to kick it off. And the Pintos are dropping double safety back about the 10-yard line. And who's doing the kicking duties for the Bears this year?
We'll find out. Looks like Aiden Stewart, maybe. And that's, you know, there's a guy we could talk about a little bit. We remember him from basketball, but he decided he wanted to come out and play football this year, his senior year. So that's one of our two seniors is a guy that thought he would come out and help lead this team a little bit. So we appreciate Aiden's willingness to step up, and he's going to kick off the 2023 season for the Bears.
All right, the senior who came out for football here for his last year is kicking off from the 40-yard line. Again, the Pintos drop two back deep. And Stewart kicks off. Line drive kick takes a bounce. It's down about the 10-yard line. Here comes the running back, and he may go all the way, Marty, on the kickoff.
He will. I don't know if that's their Division I player, but I would say he's a good candidate, at least for that. That is a fast man, and he really had very little effort in scoring that kickoff return for a touchdown. And 16 seconds in, the Bears are down 6-0.
You may want to kick it onside.
Don't kick it. Don't kick it to him anymore.
I think the deep kick's probably done for the night. So 16 seconds into the first quarter, and the Pintos are on the board with a 6-0 score. So they'll line up for the extra point. An auspicious beginning for the 23 fall season for the football Bears as they allow that opening kick to go all the way. He took it about 90 yards for the score. Extra point try coming up for the Pintos. Ball is down. Kick is up. High enough. Long enough. It looks good. And the official says it is. So, with 11:44 left to go in the first quarter, the Pintos take an early lead of 7-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds for the Pinto kickoff. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 11:44 left to go in the ball game. No, first quarter of the ball game.
Not the ball game.
But Pintos score on their opening play as they take the kickoff about 90 yards into the end zone. The player may have not been touched. and when he caught the ball, they created the V for him, and he went. He had an open shot and was in the end zone untouched. So the Pintos will kick off from the 40-yard line. We'll see what the Bears can do offensively as we get set up. Pintos spot the ball at the 40. Bears drop back two. Standing at about their 15-yard line, double safety back there.
Whistles blow. Max Ferreira, the California kicker, big guy, number 77, 6 foot, 215, kicker for the Pintos. And I don't know, fell down maybe or something, but no penalty. But we'll try that again.
All right, from the 40, Pintos to kick off. We get the whistle.
There we go.
Ball is in the air, end-over-end kick taken at the 15 by the Bears, 20, and that's about going to be about it. Pintos had good coverage on the kick, and down the player at the 23-yard line. The Bears will put it in play there, first and 10.
John Baugh, the return man for the Bears. A little bit of John in basketball, sophomore for Willow, 5'5", 134. Little guy, got some speed, and California covered that very, very well.
Bears huddle up back inside the 20. They break the huddle.
Dylan Ferguson, the sophomore quarterback for the Bears. Woolsey will stay with him in the backfield.
And they'll operate out of a shotgun with a spread formation. Three wide outs. There's the snap. And he comes to the near side. Pass is caught.
Fumble.
Fumbled. And I think California got it at about the 23-yard line. So there you go.
Well, that's about the most frustrating way you could start a game. Bears' first play from scrimmage, it was a completed pass. And Aiden Stewart made a nice catch. Looked like the Bears were going to get some positive yards on their first play, but then Stewart lost the handle on it. California was there, and they've got a first and 10 at the Bear 23-yard line.
Yep. So California will get the ball right back after the Bears run one play from scrimmage. They line up. We see their first offensive formation. They use a spread as well, about three on the left side, one on the right side. There's the snap of the football, and the pitch goes to the tailing back in the setup, and he gets down to about the 20 and brought down inside the 20 to about the 19, so a pickup of about 4 yards on the play.
Walker Friedman, the 6'1 senior, is their quarterback. Friedmeier, and Tyler Oden was the junior running back on that sweep for the Pintos.
Give them a 6-yard gain down to the 17. That's where they mark the ball. It'll be second down and 4 with 11 minutes left to go in the first quarter. California leading 7-0 with a great opportunity to get more right here. Friedmeier at quarterback. Again, the spread formation, wide out receivers, three of them, one in the slot. So they've got effectively 4 wide outs here, a single setback behind the quarterback. He wants to throw, and he throws complete, and the receiver gets about maybe negative yards on it.
We'll give him no gain at least. He might have lost a yard. Chase Schlupp with the catch.
The Bears did a good job coverage on that. They should have had him for a bigger loss, but the receiver got away. But that gave the Bears rest of the defense time to make that a 1-yard loss on the play, make it a 3rd down and 5 from the 18 of the Bears.
Good pressure by the Bears that time.
2 wideouts this time. Snap of the football, handoff right up the middle, and the running back gets the first down and more inside the 10. He's down to about the 8. Pickup of 10 yards on the play. First down, first and goal for the Pintos, the Bear 8-yard line.
First down, first and goal for the Pintos.
Pintos will bring in an extra player here and shuffle in the play. I assume that's what's happening from the sideline.
Bears' line is very undersized, standing up next to the Pinto line, so the Pintos may want to continue to run up the middle as they did on that last play.
Clock stopped here for some reason. I think there's a timeout, maybe.
Aiden Bryant, the player for the Pintos coming out of the game, had an equipment issue, I think.
Okay. So
Brian is the one that ran the touchdown back. He's coming out of the game.
All right. First and goal from the 8 for the Pintos. Fred put 3 in the backfield this time, 2 with the quarterback. Handoff goes to the first back through, and the second back, actually the first back
keeper, actually.
Quarterback just kept the ball, didn't get much on the play. In fact, he may have lost a little, but we'll call it no gain. Second and goal from the 8-yard line. A little bit of mix-up there on the... I think the ball was supposed to be handed off, but the quarterback didn't get it done, so he just had to keep it, get what he could get, and he got not much. So second and goal for the Pintos from the 8. Go back to the spread formation this time. They send out 3 wide receivers. Own setback, fake to him. Now the quarterback throws the football, completes... And
he's in.
Is he in?
Yep.
On the far side of the field.
Volkart, the receiver, and that was just a little screen pass that worked beautifully for the Pintos. Well executed and an easy 6. Well, now the white hat may bring that back. There is a flag.
Okay. So we... will not call it a 6-point.
Well, that's bear catch break there.
They do.
And there may have been a reason why he was so wide open, as there was not a bear in sight of the receiver.
5-yard penalty. Let's see what it is.
I never did see what the penalty was.
Illegal receiver, was that it? California?
Illegal receiver is what we believe.
Yeah.
That's our first penalty of the game.
5-yard penalty takes the ball back to the 13-yard line of the Bears. It'll be second down and goal from the 13 for California. 1 wide out this time. 1 setback, and he gets the ball. Bears can't try to gang tackle him, but he gets down inside the 5-yard line, close to the 3. About a 10-yard gain for him.
Ball's off, the 6'5 senior ball carrier for the Pintos.
The third down and goal, and the ball is at about the 2-yard line, so third and goal. Bears have trailing 7-0 here to the Pintos, with the Pintos threatening more at the 8-minute mark of the first quarter. If you missed the first of the game, the Pintos ran the opening kickback all the way for a touchdown and then recovered a bear fumble to put them in the position they're in now, third and goal with 2 yards to go. Snap of the football, and they run it to the right side, and the running back goes in untouched for the score with 7:48 left to go here in the first quarter. Pintos go on top 13-0.
Brooks Volkart, the third running back. He was the guy that had the touchdown called back, so his coach dialed him up again, and he gets this one to count.
So the Bears have won 1 offensive play from scrimmage here in the first quarter and trail 13-0 already. 7:48 left to go here in the first quarter. Ball is down for the extra point kick, and it is no good. 7:48 left to go. It is good. Correction, I thought it was no good, and that was my call. 14-0, the Pintos go up on the Bears. We'll be back for the Pinto kickoff in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU.
That's
7:48 left to go here in the first quarter of the opening season opener for the Bears and the Pintos. The Pintos have a 14-0 lead already at this hot, steamy night at Polinski Field. Bears got to open up at home. California had to make the long drive, but didn't seem to affect their play any. Also, they had some bus issues coming in, and actually had a bus breakdown on them, so it's not been a fun visit for the Pintos until they got on the football field.
Now they're having
a little fun. You know, they're having some fun. Leading 14-0 early going here.
Bears have had 1 offensive play, and that was a pass completion, but then a fumble And that's been it. So excited to see this Bear offense have a possession, run some plays. Did take the Pintos a little while to get in. They had great field position, and Bears kept them out for a while.
They took several plays from the 23-yard line where they took it over, but eventually they got in. Kickoff going deep and taken by the Bears inside the 10. Up to the 15 is the running back. He gets up to the 20, and that's about it. Pretty good job, really, of running it back. Still, it's a long way to go for the Bear offense. Just inside their own 20, they'll put it in play. First and 10, trailing 14-0.
Don Ball again with the return for the Bears. Ferguson and company will come back out. We've heard the Bears are going to pass more this year. Of course, Dylan's brother, Gavin, was a stalwart in the backfield.
Brendan was before him.
Woolsey can do some damage back there, so we'll see what the Bears want to do here.
All right, Bears come out for an offensive set here. Ferguson at quarterback, gets the snap of the football, low snap, hands it off up the middle.
Flag.
And a flag is down. Would guess there's some motion going on there. See what the guy in the... I think they're going to mark it off against the Bears. Looks like a 5-yard penalty. Offsides.
Offensive offsides. That's the Bears' first penalty of the night.
5-yard penalty. Takes the ball back inside the 15-yard line. So the Bears will start again with 15 yards to go instead of 10. Spread out. Spread the offense for the Bears as they had three wide receivers. Ferguson keeps two backs in there with him. Hands off to the running back. He gets over the 15, but that's about it. Maybe a yard. Woolsey carrying on the play.
Number 8.
Woolsey. Rutledge gives him no gain. Our public address announcer. So we'll argue with him a little and say he gained a yard on the play.
1 yard.
Second down and long for the Bears. Ferguson out of the shotgun, gets the snap of the football, keeps it, cuts it, gets nothing. Maybe a yard on the play. Not much more. We'll call it the line of scrimmage. No gain. Third down and 15 for the Bears.
California had that well defended. Bears have a third and very long here. Nearing the halfway point in the first quarter, 14-0 Pintos over the Bears. Ball Sports Focus coming up at halftime. Got to plug that one more time.
Three wideouts for the Bears on third down and long. Ferguson back there in the shotgun. He's a lonely man.
Oh, man.
He takes a beating back there. He gets sacked inside the 10 back at the 7.
A hard hit to finish the sophomore quarterback off.
He got nailed.
And the Bears will have to punt.
Fourth down and a long way to go for a first down, so they got to get it out of there. First punt of the game for the Bear team. So he's going to punt.
And California is going to drop back Hayden Bryant, their man that ran back the touchdown on the opening kick of the game.
He's
and looked very good doing it.
Who's kicking for the Bears? Is it Stewart?
It is Stewart, yeah. Aiden will have kickoff and punting duties, and now a flag as the play clock expired. It'll either be delay of game or if Coach Payne got a timeout. He did not. Delay of game on the Bears, so we'll mark that back another 5 yards.
So it'll be Stewart's kicking out of his end zone already, so not much difference. 5 yards. Still kicking out of the end zone, but now he's back under the goalpost pretty much. And the lone California receiver is standing at the Bear 45-yard line. There's the kick. Pretty decent kick. Takes a bounce, and they're going to let
you.
It roll.
That was kind of Bryant to let that go.
Rolls into California territory at the 45-yard line, so that's where the Pintos will put it in play, first and 10 5:18 left to go here in the first quarter. Pinto's 14, Bears nothing. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Welcome back, and the first play from scrimmage for the Pintos goes for 5 yards up to about the 50-yard line. Running play just up the middle, and it from the 45, it picks up 5 to the 50. Second down and 5 now for the Pintos.
Odin with a 5-yard run. Pintos will use Odin, Althoff, and Volkart. Sounds very intimidating. That's
sounds
their
like
three running backs.
Sounds like the Three Sopranos almost.
They've done a nice job.
Second down and 5 from the midfield stripe. Friedmeier's a quarterback. Now he keeps two backs behind him. Man in motion to the right. Motion man gets the pitch. He's going to the left side. That's inside. He's speedy. He's all the way down to the bare 30. Down the sidelines. Got hit at the 20 and bodies
15.
Flew there. Maybe the 15, yeah.
Volkart with the carry. We'll give him about 35 on the run.
It looks like the 17-yard line.
So maybe a little
yeah.
less.
Yeah.
32.
32-yard pickup on the play. First and 10 for the Pintos. They have the lead and the ball inside the Barrett 20. Again, 4:20 left to go in the first quarter. It's a good, pretty good football team, the Bears are playing.
I think they're pretty good.
Friedmeier, quarterback, gets the snap. Hands off to the trailing back. Keeps it, though, and he goes down the sidelines and breaks the tackle. Gets down inside the 10-yard line to about the 6. It'll be first and goal for the Pintos. I went with the fake.
He sold it well. Sold it to the right, went left, and picks up the first down at about 11 yards. Friedmeier, the athletic quarterback for the Pintos.
Sets up another first and goal for the Pintos. They took the ball at their own 45. Two plays later, they're at the Bear 6. Pintos break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage with Friedmeier operating out of the shotgun this time. It's the snap, hands off, this time up the middle. Ball carrier is hitting down inside the 5, but shorter gain this time.
Althoff with the carry. We'll see what Mr. Relich gives him.
Four yards. I'll give him 3.
Well, our statistician, Katie, can give him 3 or 4. Not that it really matters.
Second down, very close to a touchdown.
Second
down and goal with 3 minutes left to go in the quarter. Pintos looking to extend that advantage to 21 here. Friedmeier got everybody in the backfield with him, gets the snap of the football, hands off on a misdirection play, and
Brian goes in.
Carries it in from 3 yards out for a Pinto touchdown, makes it 20 to nothing with 2:44 left to go in the first quarter.
There's Bryant, and you feel like they were just kind of giving him a touchdown there. I think that's the player that we heard about coming in that has D1 aspirations, and that's an easy chance for him to collect a touchdown and raise those stats a little bit.
Try for the extra point. Snap, ball down, and the kick is good again. So with 2:44 left to go in the first quarter, Pintos lead the Bears 21-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. They haven't done a water break yet, have they? 2:44 left to go here in the first quarter. Been a kind of a sour opening for the Bears playing the California Pintos. California comes in here and ranks up 21 points before the end of the third quarter. So Bears looking to get a little offense going here as California will kick off from the 40. Bears drop 2 receivers back, standing at about the 20. I think I dropped back a little further than that, but we'll see what happens on the kickoff. Ball is kicked end over end this time, not too deep.
Flag.
Flag's flying, so I'm going to do that again. wasn't a very good kick either. So.
No, and California walking backwards, probably an offside. It is. So that'll be a penalty on California.
Take the ball back to the 35-yard line, and they'll kick from there. Give the Bears a little bit of a...
We'll take anything we can
advantage. Anything would be nice.
John Baugh back there to return for the Bears, along with Everett Smith.
From the 35-yard line is where the kick is being made this time. Frederick approaches the ball and gets his toe into it this time, high, and end-over-end actually picked up by Baugh at the 30, and he just keeps going backwards.
Can't quite turn that corner. Keeps wanting to run.
He wants to run
horizontally, and we need him to get downfield a little bit. But Ball is doing a nice job, at least securing the ball, trying to get some positive yards.
Spot the ball at the. Where are they going to put it? At the 20.
At the 30.
30-yard line. Okay.
Bears' best field position of the night at their own 30-yard line.
So, Bears will try another series on offense. Three and out. Well, one and out on the first one, three and out on the second one, so maybe they can do something here. Ferguson in there at quarterback. Out of the shotgun, he has three wide outs, gets the snap, hands off up the middle, got a couple of yards on the play, was the running back. He got over the 30 up to about the 32.
That's Woolsey. We'll give him 2 yards on the play.
That's the most positive yards that the Bears have gotten so far.
Other than that first play from scrimmage where they got a little 5-yard hook pass, but then the fumble negated that.
Right. Second down and 8.
Just a sophomore, and that's the thing to remember about this Bear team. And the sophomores are the experienced kids out there. Of course, Zeppelin Gillum and Aiden Stewart, but beyond that, a lot of underclassmen.
Second down and 8. Dillon wants to throw. Ferguson completes it at the 30 from negative yards. Down goes the receiver right at the 30-yard line.
Aiden Stewart with the catch.
Held on to the ball that time, but lost yardage. Clock continues to run. We're down to 1:27 left to go in the quarter. In the Pintos with a 27-0 lead on a hot opening night here at Polinski Field. Field looks good. Grass is green. White stripes are visible. Ferguson on 3rd and 10 gets the snap.
Fumbled
the football and lost about 3 on that play. So
on the handoff, just couldn't connect on the handoff. And Ferguson able to fall on top of it to stop a turnover, but it'll be another punt situation for the Bears.
Lost a 2 on the play back to the 28. Stewart will be in there to punt now. Might be the last play of the quarter.
A change-up punters, it looks like, is big James Green, or James Dean, rather, coming in to punt for the Bears. Sophomore punter. James has got some height, 6'3".
And he gets a low snap. Takes a lot of time getting it away, and it doesn't go very far.
Partially
shanked it off his foot, I think.
Either he shanked it or it was touched.
One of the two. It took too long for him to get it off anyway. He was running sideways trying to punt the ball, and it just didn't look good at all and didn't go anywhere. So
comes limping off the field. I'll go see the trainer. Stewart already on the trainer's table, so that's what you don't want to do, is for a bunch of guys to get hurt in a week 1 game, but Bears already a little banged up, and we're not through the first quarter yet.
So the Pintos will take over at the Bear 26-yard line after the punt went for negative yards. Fred Meyer under center, fakes the handoff, keeps the ball, gets inside the 20 down to about the 16-yard line.
What a 9-yard carry for Fried Meyer, and that will end the first quarter here at Polinski Field. All Pintos.
We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back for the second quarter in just 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Second quarter getting underway here at Polinski Field with the home team trailing the California Pintos 21-0, and the Pintos are threatening again. They have it first down at the 12-yard line of the Bears. So it's been a kind of a rude first quarter for the Bears. Young Bears, we talked about it coming on the air that it was going to be a rebuilding sort of, I think they did spot the ball in the wrong place. Well, maybe not. Anyway, it's started the second quarter with the Bears down 21-0. Where is the ball going to be placed? I thought it was about the...
Well, they're still trying
16.
To figure that out.
Had it at the 12, now
that's
they're...
16.
Okay, now we'll mark it back where it should be. So the Pintos have it second down and two to go from the 16-yard line of the Bears. Riedmeier has two backs split behind him, two wideouts, hands off quickly to the first back through, and he is in the end zone.
Nope.
5-yard line, okay.
He got about down to the 3.
He got it inside
Tyler
the 5.
Tyler Oden picks up 11 yards.
First and goal for the Pintos at the Bear 3-yard line.
Pintos have just been pretty methodical, nothing flashy. They've got three running backs they can distribute the ball to, and Friedmeier can throw some short passes. Haven't seen, but again, nothing
kind of
that would blow your mind from this team. And they've had great field positions; they really haven't had to.
First and goal, handoff up the middle, touchdown this time for the Pintos as they go right up the middle. Nothing fancy there, but you feel a little bit bad for the Bear linemen because they're just getting hammered all over the field.
All toss with the touchdown, 2 yards.
So that makes it 27-0. One thing about it, these freshmen and sophomores will get lots of experience this year.
Yes, they will. And that's the thing. Hopefully they can stay healthy and stay on the field for that experience.
Extra point try by the Pintos coming up. Ball is up, and it is
good.
With 11:23 left to go in the half, 28-0, the Pintos on top, back in 30. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 11:23 left to go in the half, and the Pintos lead the Bears 28-0 here as we're getting ready for the Pintos to kick off again for their fourth time already tonight. Fall sports focus coming up at halftime, that's always a feature of football season that we like. And I don't think there's much going on yet.
No, it's going to be more of a preview, really, okay, for tennis, volleyball, and cross country. All those sports will start up really next week. Tennis started today, and volleyball had their jamboree last week, so we'll have updates on everything.
There's the kickoff, and the Bears running it back up to the 25-yard line. That's where they'll put it in play, first and 10.
John Baugh has gotten a lot of action tonight, returning kicks. Gets that one out to the 25. And that's where the Bear offense will start and try to pick up some positive yards. Really, for the Bears tonight, just nothing as far as offense goes. We've had a total of negative 4 yards on offense.
And I think they've ran 7 plays from scrimmage, something like that.
Yeah, 7 plays.
First and 10 for the Bears here from the 25-yard line. Bear comes out limping a little bit as they line it up. Ferguson puts out 3-4 wide receivers, 4 wide outs, gets the snap of the football, throws to the right side, incomplete, almost threw it to the opposition, though. California defender was coming on the run and might have got a hand on the ball, but it goes incomplete. Be second down and 10 for the Bears.
Ferguson had no time. The California defensive line was in his face and forced him to make a quick decision, and it'll be second and 10.
Had to throw it really backwards, too, just to get it out there. Second down and 10 from the 25. Ferguson gets the snap of the football, keeps it himself, and gets a positive yard, and that's about it. Gets up to the 26 before he's brought down. Third down and 9 for the Bears.
We'll give him 2
okay.
on the carry.
And the official
feeling
did too.
Generous.
Yep, up to the 27-yard line. Be third down and 8 for the Bears there.
Bears have not had, other than that initial first pass of 5 yards that was fumbled, another play more than 2 yards.
Third down and 8. Bears show spread offense again. 4 wide receivers. 1 setback in there with Ferguson. That quarterback out of the gun. He gets the snap. Wants to throw. Has a little time, but runs out of it. Throws it behind his intended receiver. Incomplete. It'll be 4th down and 8.
Ferguson had somebody on his back when he threw it. Just not enough time. Bears wanting to use a spread offense and do some things downfield, but to do that, you've got to have a line that gives your quarterback some time.
So the Bears will punt it away again. Is Stewart back in there to punt? I think so. I think that's Stewart. 10:18 left to go in the half. There's a high snap, and he gets it away quickly. High end-over-end kick, and the Pintos let it roll. It goes inside the 30. Down to the 29. That's a good punt.
That's probably our 2 biggest plays of the night for the Bears have been 2 punts that we got good bounces on. So we'll take what we can get.
Stewart back in there punting this time, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And he got it inside. They let it roll, and it went about 15 yards after it hit the ground. So the Pintos will put it in play first and 10 at their own 29. I think that's their worst field position they've had all night.
Bears will travel to Marionville next week. Only 2 non-conference games in the football schedule. It'll be all SCA after that, but we'll have to make the trip to the white squirrel country of Marionville.
Meyer, quarterback, keeps the backs in there with him, 2 of them, 3 actually, kind of a wing set, and he keeps the ball. Now pitches late. Running back coming around the outside, got a lot of running room. He is at the 50. And down by the Bears at the 40-yard line. Speedster was cut down by the Bears.
Volkart picks up a bunch.
Well,
and Aiden Stewart saved a touchdown. Aiden is probably your player of the game. He saved a touchdown there. The senior who hasn't played football much made a touchdown-saving tackle there.
That's about a 33-yard run right there. Puts the ball down at the Bear 39-yard line. First and 10 for the Pintos from the Bear 39. Now after that play, good play, good option play by the Pintos. Receiver lines up off sides, now gets back. Friedmeier keeps backs in there with him. And he keeps the ball this time. Got a running room. He's inside the 30, inside the 20. And he's in. Touchdown. Bears missed several tackles there.
He had some great blocking up until about the 15-yard line, and then he literally ran through about 3 Bears. Just ran through them.
So,
39-yard touchdown run.
Took the Pintos 2 plays to get in the end zone this time. Comes with 9:25 left to go in the half. Already leading 34-0 are the Pintos. Lining up for the extra point try. Ball is down. Kick is up. Looks good from here. And it is. 9:25 left to go in the first half. And it's all Pintos so far. 35-0 is our score. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the kickoff by the Pintos. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. .9:25 left to go in the half here at Polinsky Field on a hot, steamy night in late August with the Bears trailing the Pintos 35-0.
Public address announcer Chris Rutledge trying to keep the crowd hopeful by playing "It Ain't Over Till It's Over," it's a big, big hill for the Bears to climb here, down 35-0 with still about 10 minutes left to go in the first half.
Yeah, you have
this football game.
Yeah, you just have to. I think as a coaching staff, you have to start working on positive.
Yeah.
And just trying to see what individual players can do in certain situations and try to get some improvement there and
avoid getting people hurt. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
This is the first game of the year, so you want to avoid that. Bear football has a athletic trainer down there with them tonight, and she's getting a workout. And the facilities do look fantastic, and kudos to our Bear staff for making Plinski Field look so good every Friday night. The field goals are freshly painted.
Yeah.
The field looks good, and it's just a
fluorescent green.
Always a nice atmosphere here at Plinski Field.
Pintos to kick off from the 40-yard line. Bears will try it again on offense. Been three and out the last three possessions. It has bounced down and picked up at the 15-yard line up to the 20. The Bear receiver sheds a tackle, gets up to the 30, 35.
Flags
go down. He gets over the 40, up to the 42-yard line. Best run of the night.
Well, Woolsey, they put Woolsey back there to return a kick, and he got some speed and was able to show off some skill, really, there.
Yep.
They may all come back, but still a good run back by Woolsey.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing, you know, even with penalty or not, that's
positive.
That's something positive for the Bears.
Throw the flag at about 32 and holding, it'll be 10 yards back from there, so they'll take the ball back inside the 30-yard line again, about the 20. But a good run back, yeah. You can't take that away. You can take it away on the gridiron.
Oh, yeah.
But still, it was a good, healthy run for the Bears.
Really the first time the Bear fans have been able to cheer tonight. There's just not been much to cheer about.
Takes the ball back actually inside the 20 to the 19. So it'll be first and 10 from there. I don't think the Pintos have been penalized at all.
Twice, a couple of 5 yards.
That's right, back when they had that first and goal situation back
there. There's just three, so the officials have done a nice job keeping the flags in their pocket.
Yep. Ferguson in there at quarterback, spreads the field with four wide receivers, three on his left, and he keeps it back in there with him. Gets the snap and
keeps it
himself. Got a nice little break here, gets a 10-yard gain and more. Over 30 to the 35-yard line goes sophomore quarterback Dylan Ferguson.
And I'm not sure that was designed to be a keeper. It looked like he wanted to hand it off, but the handoff didn't work, so he just kept it. And ended up picking up 15 yards. So, by far, the Bears' best offensive play of the night.
The first down of the ball game for the Bears.
We haven't even put that stat column down yet, but now we can. One first down for the Bear offense.
First and 10 for the Bears at the 34-yard line. Ferguson.
Official.
I think there's some timeout, maybe.
Ferguson went over and picked something up off the field. I don't know if the tee was left out there or a mouth guard or something. They're getting it off the field now. So we're all good.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
All right. First and 10 for the Bears from the 35-yard line. Dylan gets the snap. Heads off to the running back.
Woolsey
is down at about the 35-yard line. They might give him a gain of a yard on the play.
Blow getting up as he got sandwiched. We'll give him a yard gain. Second and down and 9 for the Bears.
Clock running with 8:11 left to go in the half. 35 zip the Pintos on top of the Bears. Pintos.
Bear Pride Band coming up at halftime. New band director at Willow Springs, Mr. Turner.
Okay. Second down here, spread offense, two receivers on each side of Ferguson this time. Man in motion to the right. And they try to go up the middle. The Pintos had that figured out.
A quarterback draw and
no gain.
Nobody bit on that. They all stayed home and Ferguson had nowhere to go. So no gain for Dylan Ferguson.
Third and 9 for the Bears from just inside their own 35-yard line. Bears break the huddle. Again, show the spread formation of four wide receivers, three on the near side, one on the far side, one running back in there with Ferguson. Handoff goes to the running back. That's Woolsey. He gets up to the 40 and down there. So good gain by Woolsey. Not enough for first down, but again, a good gain, good positive gain that time.
A 6-yard gain for Woolsey.
Bring up a fourth down, you know, the Bears might as well,
might as well go for it. Yeah.
Why kick it away? Fourth down and, yeah, just about 4 yards, a little less than that to go, 3.5.
Bears, be a good spirit win for the Bears if they could pick up a first down here.
Bears going for it here at their own 40, 41-yard line. Three wide, four wide receivers are trying to draw the California team off sides, I think, with the stutter count. But that's
not
working.
And now the flag comes, and Bears will take the penalty and the delay of game and go back 5 yards and, I would assume, punt the ball.
Probably.
Unless Coach Payne got a timeout.
No, I don't think he did. They moved the ball back.
Yep. Yeah. So now the Bears will go ahead and punt. I would think.
Yeah, they're going to punt. Stewart's in there. He's dropping back to about 25, and halfway through the second quarter, the Pintos will get it back. They've scored every time they've touched the ball so far.
The dangerous Bryant waiting at the Pinto 35-yard line. They kick it way away from
him. Short punt goes away from him. Now there's a good roll down inside the 45, down about the 33-yard line. Yeah, the Bears learned early on that.
Yeah.
Don't let Bryant have it in the open field. So that'll put the ball at the California 32-yard line, it looks like. First and 10 for the Pintos there. 35 for the Pintos, nothing yet for the Bears. But the Bears did get a first down in that last possession and actually had some positive play.
Yeah, that's a little positive there. Maybe, maybe the defense can come up with something positive and get a stop.
Right.
Pintos have not been stopped yet tonight. They've scored every time they've touched the ball.
Friedmeier, quarterback, two backs in there with him. He spreads the field a little bit here with wide outs. Takes the handoff. Now gives it to the second back, and the Bears do get him down after a short gain on the play.
Bryant, they tried to free Bryant up, but he got hemmed in too much traffic there, and he'll only pick up 2 yards.
That little motion play tried to do a little bit of fake handoffs and handoff to the second back, and when they did, the Bears stayed home.
Did a nice job.
Did a good job cutting him down after a gain of 3 up to the 35. It'd be second down and 7.
I feel like the Pintos could send that guy on a sweep and make the Bears pay.
Ooh, yeah. Only one back with Friedmeier this time back there with him. He has 3 wideouts. He keeps the ball, rolls around the near side. He's got running room. He's at the 40, pointing out who's going to stop him and who's going to block for him. He gets down to the bare 40 where he is brought down. He was doing a good job open field running there, wasn't he? He was pointing out who was going to block for him, which way he was going.
Well, and that's an experienced upper-class team. He had his blockers downfield. He knew where he needed help, and everybody was doing their job on that play, and he picks up 25 yards and a first down. That's just a more experienced football team.
So first and 10 for the Pintos at the bare 40-yard line. Keep a crowded backfield this time. They have, three backs, actually. Full house backfield. Friedmeier in the gun, though. And a whistle blows.
Flagging the Bear backfield. And
what that's about.
Timeout, I think.
Could be a water break, yeah.
Pintos will take a timeout with 4:18 to go in the first half. California leading 35-0.
Back in 30 seconds. 4:18 left to go in the half. 35-0 California leading the Bears here on opening night for the football campaign, fall of 23. And we'll have more talk about sports at Willow Springs High School coming up at halftime on the fall sports focus as teams are getting ready to compete in other sports at the school, including tennis and volleyball and cross country. Those sports are all getting ready to start, and I always look forward to reporting on those activities for you at halftime of Bear football games. After the timeout, it'll be first and 10 for the Pintos at the Bear 40-yard line. Still some discussion with the official, and now we get ready to go. First and 10, Friedmeier, quarterback, three backs behind him.
Oh,
he is back for a loss on
all
the play.
Right.
All right, who are those guys? Little Bears out there, and they...
Aiden Messick, freshman, will give him the credit for the sack there.
All right. Loss of 9 on the player. No, I'm going to give a loss of 6.
Hey, okay. We'll be happy with whatever kind of loss we can get there. Good job. Aiden Messick, the freshman, coming up with the first sack of the year.
That's
a little help.
Yeah. Takes him back to the 46-yard line. The California Pintos are now at the Bear 46, second down and 16 for the Pintos. Friedmeier now. Two wings, and I'm going to call that a wing and then a setback behind Friedmeier. He keeps the ball this time, rolls around, gets a nice block, and he's wide open now. On his feet, tries to cut back inside, and the Bears hem him in down about the 15-yard line. Now he gets away, gets down to about the 10. Wow, that guy, he can run.
Yeah, about a 35-yard run through the Bears. We didn't sack him that time.
No,
Friedmeier got his revenge, and he'll set up.
I think it's outside the 10, right?
Yeah, right at the 11.
So it'll be it was a 35-yard pickup on the play after the Bears had just sacked him. So
Friedmeier has California set up for another score, but before that, the Pintos will take another timeout with 3 minutes left to go in the first half. California leading 35-0.
So we'll take a 30-second break here. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. 3 minutes left to go in the half. 35-0 Pintos. They've got a first and 10 at the Bear 11-yard line. And they just took a timeout so that they could regroup here, I guess. A lot of water being consumed out there on the field. The water bottles are...
It's a hot night.
It is. It is brutal out there. For those guys,
We're very grateful for our Polinsky Field press box.
Air-controlled, climate-controlled press box we have here. Very nice facilities. The moon is shining bright over Polinsky Field. As we get back to action here, Friedmeier and the California Pintos break the huddle, come up to the line of scrimmage at the 11. He keeps the three backs in there with him. Two are almost wing backs. Wing back in motion, and...
Well, they gave the ball to the up man, and the Bears stood him up. Good job by the defensive line. Stayed home, and...
Little loss on the play.
Messick again with the stop.
Wow.
You know, as a freshman, you know, we're obviously going to get beat. It's not going to be close. However... Those are the kind of things you can build on with those kids.
Loss of a yard back to the 12. It'll be second down and 11 from the 12 with 2:25 left to go in the half. A couple of good stops here by the Bears defense on this drive by California. Friedmeier out of the shotgun, gets the snap, keeps the ball.
No hands tucks, off.
Runs into the end zone. No, he didn't quite make it. He got down to about the 5.
Volkart. Volkar, he did keep. You were right, but it wasn't Friedmeier.
It switched up quarterback.
The little switcheroo for the Pintos, and Volkart gets him down to the 4.
About the 4. It's going to be third down and about a yard to go for the Pintos, or 3 yards to go for a 4 yards to go for a touchdown.
You got a score update for you from Sean coming up after this play.
All right,
Sean's bailing us out with some score updates. Appreciate that.
From the 4-yard line of the Bears, California, lining up with that multi-back offense they have. Quarterback gets the snap, hands off late.
Touchdown.
And touchdown, California.
All toss again.
1:21 left to go in the first half of play. Runs the score up to 41-0 as the Pintos will go for their extra point try.
Well, they set up for the extra point. West Plains and Bolivar tied. No score in that game. That's a pretty high-profile game for week one. And Liberty leading Stratford 6-0. Again, most games started at 8 o'clock tonight, but we're a little tougher here in Willow, and we started at 7:30.
Try for the extra point here coming up. Ball is down. Kick is up. It is good. So with 1:21 left to go in the first half of play, California Pintos 42, the Bears nothing. And we'll be back for the California kickoff in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Football on KUKU. Back at Polinski Field, and we are nearing halftime here in this opening football game of the season, with the Bears handing it, getting it handed to them here in the first half by California 42-0. As the young, very young, inexperienced Bears get their first taste of, many of them, first taste of varsity action. And Marty, one of the freshmen, Messix, is that his name? He's kind of stood out tonight for the Bear defense.
Yeah, and that's what you look for, is see who can kind of take that opportunity and make the most of it. West Plains leading Bolivar 7-0 now, and we'll take a look at some of the other local high school scores coming up at halftime. We may just bypass stats all together.
Yeah. California to kick off on the 40-yard line. There is the kick, end over end. Takes a bounce. Bears pick it up at the 20. 25. And up to about the 29. A little hesitation by the receiver coming back there. And California covered it well.
John Ball again with the return. He's had a lot of return practice tonight with a 42-0 deficit for the Bears.
And Liberty leading Stratford 6-0. I heard today that Stratford had not beat them since 2014. So Stratford looking to...
Is that it? I mean, that's not that long ago.
That's a long time ago for the Stratford Indians.
It is.
They're a pretty good football team.
Well, he just kicked a field goal, and it's 6-3.
Okay.
So, good game there.
Yep. First and 10 of the Bears here from their own 27. Ferguson gets the snap, hands off to the running back Woolsey. Does a good job of running, doesn't he? He had a guy with a hand on his jersey at the line of scrimmage, and he still came forward for about a 7-yard gain.
Well, maybe not that, 5 yards,
okay,
but a good cut there. I think Woolsey's a kid that's going to really develop, and just a sophomore for the Bears, and those are the kids that you just got to keep healthy and keep in the program, and that'll pay off.
It will.
When they're juniors and seniors.
Second down and 5 for the Bears from the 28-yard line, or 33-yard line, pardon me. Ferguson, out of the gun, gets the snap, wants to throw, got a man open over there, complete. For a first down, he went backwards after that, but he did catch the ball for a first down, I think.
Forward progress gives him about a 6-yard gain and a first down for the Bears. Their second first down of the night.
Okay.
Against California's A team, still in there for another 25 seconds. May see some California B team JV action in the second half, you would think, in a game like this. Bears are going to take a timeout now with 24 seconds left to go in the half.
Okay.
Let's keep it right here with just 24 seconds to go in the half.
You're going to talk about media. Somebody's doing media at Willow Springs High School, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got a fantastic Bear Media production. You've seen them, you've heard them, I'm sure, on social media. They do the live stream. Been doing that for a couple years on football. Really took off in basketball last year. We did some baseball live streams. So Nolan Perkins is here. He's kind of the student representative for Bear Media Productions, and does some broadcasting for them, and also does some weather for the Daily Bulletin. So we'll talk with Nolan coming up at halftime and give you a little preview of what to expect this year with Bear Media Productions. It's the class that they've moved into one of the former MoDOT buildings, and they've got a big green screen, they've got a lab, they've got some really nice things, and you're going to see a lot more of Bear Media.
All right. final 23 seconds here of the first half. Bears get back to action, first and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Ferguson at quarterback hits the snap, wants to throw, and incomplete.
It's going to be pass interference on California.
Flag was thrown there, yep.
Bears were held. The receiver, Everett Smith, was the intended receiver. He was held, and good job, I think, by Ferguson to maybe recognize that and go ahead and throw it, and he knew the penalty was coming. So that'll be a 10-yard penalty on California and a first down for the Bears.
That'll be the third first down of the half for the Bears.
Absolutely. We're picking up steam here. We've had three this quarter.
15-yarder takes the ball all the way down to the Pinto's 47-yard line.
Sorry, I misspoke with my 10 yards.
And it'll be first and 10 Bears in Pinto territory with 19 seconds left to go in the half.
Another first, the Bears in California territory for the first time tonight. Unfortunately, they just have 19 seconds to do something with it.
Dylan Ferguson sets them up. Here comes the prayer. Here comes the throw is away, incomplete. Ferguson recognized that they were coming. And so he rolled out, did a good job as a sophomore quarterback, and got the pass off. It's incomplete, but it will be second and 10 for the Bears with 13 seconds.
Made a pretty good throw. Ball was the intended receiver. Had to jump to get it, but just had to go through his hands. Incomplete. The Bears will have 14 seconds left to try to make something happen.
Just really was impressed with the way Dylan handled the blitz that time, because here they came. So it'll be second down and 10. Ferguson out of the gun. Four wide receivers, two on each side of him. He goes over the middle, down the sidelines. It is picked off.
Yes, it is. Intercepted.
Intercepted down
by Bryant.
Down at the, about the 25-yard line, somewhere in there, with 3.8 seconds left to go. So that'll put the California Pintos back in charge. They've got about time for about one play before halftime, already leading 42-0 over the Bears. Then again, we have a lot of interesting things coming up at halftime. So stick around for halftime chatter as we talk about what's coming up for other sports at Bull Springs High School, plus some media talk about what's going on with YouTube and social media and all that kind of stuff.
Losing the visibility in our window here, but I would think California would do the right thing here and take a knee.
Really?
But, you know, they've got 4 seconds if they wanted to draw something out, but no, they're just going to take a knee.
That is the end of the first half of play with the score California 42, Willow Springs nothing. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Willow Springs Bear Football on KUKU.